This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by the global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, in Mumbai today, the Prime Minister said the transformation of Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. Addressing the gathering, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, during the COVID pandemic, the RBI adopted and deployed conventional and unconventional range of instruments to provide liquidity, promote growth, and to ensure financial stability. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized the DMK over the Kachchatheeva island issue, alleging the party did nothing to safeguard the interests of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi alleged that new details emerging on the Kachchatheeva issue have completely unmasked the DMK's double standards. An agreement was signed between India and Sri Lanka in 1974, under which the island of Kachchatheeva was given to Sri Lanka by the then Congress government at the centre. The meeting of BJP's Election Manifesto Committee was held at party headquarters in New Delhi today. The committee deliberated upon the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It was the first meeting of the 27-member committee headed by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh. Senior party leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is the convener, while another leader, Piyush Goyal, is the co-convener of the panel. Meanwhile, the Congress Central Election Committee was also held in New Delhi to decide the name of candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Telangana. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leader Sonia Gandhi, Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and others attended the meeting. The Election Commission of India has censured BJP MP Dilip Ghosh and Congress leader Supriya Srinath for derogatory remarks against women, strongly condemning the statement made by BJP MP Dilip Ghosh against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The ECI warned Mr. Ghosh to remain careful in his public utterances as the Model Code of Conduct is in force. The Commission also warned Congress leader Supriya Srinath for her derogatory remarks against BJP Lok Sabha candidate Kangana Ranaut and asked her to remain careful in her public utterances. In its orders, the Commission said they made personal attack and violated the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. A Delhi court today sent Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested on the 21st of March by the Enforcement Directorate. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his ED custody. Earlier, on the 22nd of last month, the trial court remanded him to 6 days of ED custody, which was extended further by 4 days. The Supreme Court today refused to stay the Varanasi court order of the 31st of January by which Hindu parties were allowed to hold puja in the southern cellar of the Gyanvapi Mosque. A bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, with Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, however, ordered the parties to maintain status quo at the Gyanvapi premises to enable both the communities to offer religious prayers. The status quo shall not be disturbed by either of the parties without obtaining the previous sanction and leave of this court, the top court said in the order. The court said Hindus will enter from south and pray in the cellar, and Muslims will pray on the northern side as they enter from there. This arrangement will continue till the case is finally decided. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of West Bengal, Assam and Manipur after the severe loss suffered due to a storm in these states. He assured them of all possible assistance. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he is deeply concerned about the severe loss suffered due to the storm. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.